The Charles W. Morgan is the world's only surviving wooden whaling ship. And every year around Herman Melville's birthday, on the 1st of August, it's the setting for a marathon reading of his novel about the great white whale, Moby Dick. WSHU's Cassandra Basler was at Connecticut's Mystic Seaport for this year's reading.
Home away! Out on the boat, boys! Home away! Out up the boat, boys!
Volunteers are hauling a whaleboat out of the water and up to the deck of the Charles W. Morgan. Mary Kay Burkaw Edwards directs the volunteers. She's a Herman Melville scholar at UConn, and she says this ship is just like the Acushnet.
Melville spent 4 years at sea and served on three whale ships, and his time on the Acushnet is the basis for Moby Dick, of course.
Burkaw Edwards says hearing a marathon reading of Moby Dick on an 1841 whaling ship can make it feel like you're in the novel.
So you lie on the deck of the ship at night and you look up and you see the stars and the creaking of the rig, and then you can hear the words of Moby Dick sort of flowing over you, and it's absolutely wonderful and magical.
Call me Ishmael.
That's Bill Steinmeier playing Herman Melville. He starts off the marathon reading on Friday at noon in a top hat, overcoat, and spectacles. He recites the first chapter of Moby Dick by heart.
Some years ago... Never mind how long precisely. Having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world.
It takes Steinmeier and 134 volunteers until noon on Saturday to finish reading each chapter of Melville's 500-page novel. Call me, Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.